The views expressed on this show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not those of radio station KICK, Vision Communications Incorporated, its management, or advertisers. Vision Communications Incorporated is not responsible for the validity or accuracy of information presented on this program. Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Norm Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin. Get the health answers you need from the creator of holistic medicine and the 2020 Holistic Doctor of the Year. To be a part of the show, call 417-447-1777. Wellness Wednesday. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Norm Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin.
Ready. Good morning, afternoon, Odell. Welcome to KICK.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome right back to you there. I'm very happy that you graduated from your previous location.
Yes,
and we're moving on here.
We're dead with the Joe Biden favorite radio station forever.
You know what's funny here? Over the last year, I'll say, I called up a couple times and not complained, but was wondering what could be done to kind of speed up the archives and stuff because they were so far behind. And once in a while, being a grandparent and have to take care of the grandkids once in a while, I would miss out on the program, and it would be great to go back and listen to the archives and kind of bring me up to speed. And I thought, well, I'll get caught up to speed here. So yesterday I thought I'll check that out and see what they're up to. Now, they have gotten all caught up to the last program that you had for your last show on KWTO, and I thought, my goodness, you know, I just couldn't believe that. And there, I called you up. I was your first caller on your last show there, to be your first caller. This is your first show here. I thought I'd call it ahead of time and just welcome you on board with that. And just, I wanted to compliment the station because over the past year, I think there was a couple times that they might have been caught up, but last time I checked, it was like June or July was their last on the archives. And I thought, well, that's no good. But KICK has you right up to the last show that you did on KWTO, so I'm taking these people to be congratulated. They're right up to speed. And when I called up and left a message about a week or so ago, yeah, I got a call back, and I had to leave a message, and I was busy, and I didn't get that phone call. But Mark Hill, the general manager there, he left a message, gave me all the information I needed. I thought, boy, when the general manager calls you up and tells you everything, that's pretty good. Now, the archives, so you're with the right people. Only thing I'd ask you to do is make sure you've got a 32-year contract that you can renew at the end of 32 years this time. Okay? So I basically just wanted to let you know, these people, you look like in good hands because the archive thing is just terrific. They've got it up and running before you were even on the show here and for the last one. So I hadn't seen that for a long time in other radio stations. So you're with good people there.
Well, thank you much, Odell. Keep the faith,
okay,
baby.
Okay, you too. Congratulations.
Blessings.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Adele.
Bye-bye.
And now, folks, welcome to KICK. And if you want to make a comment or ask a question about anything related to health, because everything is, 417-447-1777. For those of you who don't know who I am, I'm Dr. Norman Shealy, a neurosurgeon who, well, almost 50 years ago came out of the box because I wasn't happy with the way medicine was going, with either drugs or most surgeries. Now, in acute medicine, my belief is it could save your life. In chronic situation, the best it could do is make you ill. My favorite statement is, I don't know any chronic disease for which I would accept any conventional medicine. Now, officially, 6 months is chronic disease. In my opinion, if you're not 50% better within 3 months, it's chronic.
Yep.
And the time has come to do holistic things. Now, that holism means, well, just a minute, we'll be right back because you're on the air.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi. I'm listening to the program and I don't hear myself.
Okay. What's up?
I'm calling for Dr. Shealy in the radio program.
Well, this is Dr. Shealy. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Dr. Shealy. I don't know. Hold on. What?
You want to turn the volume down?
Hi, we got a issue here. Okay, here we go. I don't know when this began, but I now have a toe fungus on my big right toe, and it looks like it's trying to begin again on the left toe. The nail of my right toe arched and left the nail bed. I've had swelling and redness in that toe and also in the upper part of my foot before one reaches the ankle.
Okay, get yourself Nixall, N-I-X-A-L-L. You get it in a little spray bottle. Spray it on morning and night. Now, depending on how bad it is, it can take 3 to 6 months. But it's still the easiest and simplest thing that I know.
Nixall, N-I-X-A-L.
Yeah, N-I-X-A-L-L. It's made right here in Nixa, Missouri.
Okay.
It's amazing.
And you
product.
Get it, what, any pharmacy or through your store or how?
Well, where are you?
I'm in Nixa.
Oh, well, it should be. You're at home. It should be at any health food store. I don't know about pharmacy. Some of them will carry it, for sure.
Okay, someone like Mama Jean's, maybe?
Oh, yeah, they'll have it.
Yeah. And
okay, great. Okay, and just didn't follow the instructions on the bottle, I assume.
Right. It's very safe. It's a lot easier. In the old days, you used to have to make a mixture of just plain old bleach with water and soak your feet in it. But the nice thing about Nixall, you can spray it on.
Okay. Yeah, I've been using iodine and
yeah, not likely to work with iodine, but Nixall's likely to work, but it could take 3 to 6 months.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
You bet. Bye-bye.
And now is your turn, 417-447-1777. For those of you who don't know, I'd like to explain what holism is. In about 300 years ago, medicine kicked God and soul out of medicine. Now, to me, they kicked out what life is. And if you kick out the soul, you ain't alive. This is we are not just a human body with a body and a mind. We are a real human being. So what we do in holistic medicine is look at the whole person. And for instance, I developed something called TENS, transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation, and spinal cord stimulation back in the 60s. And they're still used all over the world. All of a sudden, I was being sent 400 patients a year for the spinal cord stimulator. It's like a pacemaker, but you have to open the spine and put it in like a pacemaker. And of those 400 people, 94% of them were on Valium, the worst tranquilizer ever invented, and Percodan, a narcotic. I would stick a needle in them, let alone, a knife to put in a pacemaker. So in 1971, I jumped out of the box, and we've been out of the box ever since, helping people get back to normal. We've seen well over 33,000 people, and we have a success rate of only about 85%. 15% of the time, people won't do what they need to do. You have to take responsibility. Now, I can help you do that, but I can't think for you. I can't eat for you. I can't breathe for you. There are five unhealthy habits that are the cause for premature death. It's a wonderful paper written by John Knowles back in 1979, Human Responsibility. He said, most people are born healthy and become unhealthy because of human misbehavior. That human misbehavior today, the number one cause of premature death is a body mass index above 24. 70% of Americans have that problem. Number two is still smoking. 22% of adults still smoke. Now, quite as bad as those two is not eating five or more servings of fruits and vegetables a day. The average American gets 2.2. And I remind you that ketchup and french fries are not a vegetable. Two servings of fruits and vegetables is really about one-fourth of what you need. And that's where you get something called antioxidants. Part of the reason we die is we get oxidized to death. That's what we live on, but we can't handle it all the time. So you get free radicals. Free radicals mean you've already been oxidized, if you will, in your tissues. I take about 20,000 a day. Good afternoon, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello, Norm.
Hi.
This is Helene from Reno, Nevada. I have a question about... Oh, welcome to your new job.
Thank
I have
you.
A question about forced vaccinations. Some of us have to work for a living, and if we do not want to get the forced, you know, the COVID vaccination, any suggestions?
Okay, find a holistic physician, and if you have to, get them to give you a tenth of a cc intradermally. A tenth of a cc intradermally is as effective as a 1 cc IM. So you cut down your percentage of risk by at least 90%. So I think an intradermal shot is worth having, but not an IM shot.
Is that considered a vaccination, the one-tenth?
Yeah, a tenth of a cc, yeah.
Okay. On your PEMF device, is that something that's easy to use for some of us that are technically challenged?
Technically challenged? You talking about me?
No, I'm talking about me, you.
I'm teasing. I'm sorry. What?
With a PEMF device, is it easy to use?
Oh, all you have to do is put it on your head or anywhere on your body. Now, it's most effective for anxiety and depression on the head. But if there's pain anywhere in the body, you put it near that. Or if it's hypertension, you could put it right over your heart. Or if it's chronic lung disease, you could put it right anywhere over your chest. Anywhere you've got it on your body, you're getting at least 50% of the output. Or you're getting 100% where it is, but your brain is getting at least 50%. But in case you didn't hear me recently talk about my bout with shingles, after 8 weeks of shingles, I thought I was going to die. I had about 10% life energy left. I put the PEMF on for 8 hours, and by the end of the day, I was back up to 95% normal, and by the next morning, 100% of normal. I've been normal ever since.
This is gamma, and then are there different dials on the machine?
There's three buttons. There's no dial. You turn it on, and you're getting what I call the chakra suite, which goes from 5.83 to 56.81 every 10 minutes. If you push the button, it goes to gamma, which is somewhere from the upper 30s to the low to about 50. And then if you push the button again, it goes to delta, which is only from 1 to 7 cycles per second, which is deep relaxation. When you push the first button or turn it on, you're getting the whole sweep, which is what most people need.
So you basically just turn it on.
Yeah. Just turn it
on. Okay, thank you.
And touch your body with it. By the way, sometime soon there's going to be at least a 10% discount until Election Day.
Okay. Thank you, Kick AM. Thank you to Kick Station. There's a lot of people out there that love Norm Shealy, and any new listeners, you're blessed and you will learn a lot. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Have a great day. And good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, my name's Jim.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Hey, I'm calling about my mom. She's about 500 miles away, so we can't do anything in your office right away. 92, she rides her bike 7 miles a day. She's got shoulder problems that have been operated. But her second primary thing is she's got an artificial knee that is off 10 degrees, and it was a surgery screw-up. She's lived with it for 20 years. Now, she can't walk out to her mailbox 150 feet away, but she can ride her bike 7 miles a day.
And I presume it's because of pain, not just because of the...
Yeah, it's heretic because I kind of have it too. Her back kind of locks up, and she just is so much pain she can't walk. She has to lay down or.
Now, does she have pain in the back as well, in the buttocks area and the knee, or just in the knee?
Just in the back.
Just in the back. Okay, I can't be certain, but the single best simple way is a TENS device.
All right.
And, you know, when I invented it back in the by the early 70s, it was about $500. Now you can buy one for $60.
And yeah, I know what they are.
You put an electrode on behind the ankle bones, you know, the tendon that goes down on either side of that tendon, behind the ankle bone, those are two acupuncture points, turn it up until it's almost painful, and 90% of the time that will take care of pain anywhere in the lower half of the body.
We're talking about her back, though.
I know, but I'm telling
you.
I'm telling you what I treat, how I treat back pain.
Okay, I got a second question for you.
Okay,
she can remember all of her childhood. She can remember much of her adulthood. She can't remember 7 or 8 minutes ago what she told me in a story. She might remember yesterday and some of the events, the major events. She might not remember what she eats, but she has a terrible, terrible short memory. Recall.
Okay, she is.
Go ahead.
She needs at least 25 milligrams of B complex, B1, B2, B3, B6, every day. If she's already on that.
B1, B2, B6. Okay.
Just B complex. Just get high potency or 25 milligrams B complex.
Okay.
And at minimum of a gram a day of vitamin C.
Can she do that with, she's a big fruit eater.
Fruits,
it doesn't matter. She still needs B-complex. You don't get that much B out of fruit.
B-complex?
Yes.
And 1 gram of C. Okay. All right. We'll adjust her diet.
Adjust her diet. Now, if that doesn't make a difference with that and using the tens on the ankle places I mentioned, the only other thing I know would be our gamma PEMF device. It is the single best thing for the brain. And I've taken people with advanced Alzheimer's and Parkinsonism and had them turn around using our gamma PEMF. You can find it on the website.
Okay, gamma PE. She hasn't been diagnosed with any of the mental illnesses. She's always happy, so we'll try the B complex first.
Yes, thank you. Have a good
one. Thank you. Bye.
And now is your turn, 417-447-1777. So, folks, if you would like a consult with Dr. Sergey Sorin and me or Chris Griffith, our medical intuitive spiritual healer on staff, call 417-351-5221. And if you have a question about anything, because everything is related to your health, everything you think, do, feel is related to your health. Everything affects everything. And I would like to tell you what's happened recently in my most important research to date. I've been exploring and finding ways to regrow telomeres since at least 2005. Telomeres are the tips of your DNA. They determine how long you're going to live and how healthy you are. If you've got good health habits, they shrink 1% a year. So we're genetically predestined to live 100 years if we have good health habits. Well, we found one technique which was regrowing the telomeres 8% in 6 months. And it's world-shattering. But we started a new program early, 6 months ago, during the early part of the fraudademic. And now we're getting the results. The people who got the active process shrank in 6 months about 1% or 2%. That is striking decrease. The people who got the placebo shrank 10%. That means to me the fraudademic has caused, 10 years of shrinkage of life, essentially. That's how serious this whole fake fraudademic is. It's shattered personality, thought, health, everything we know. The only way to escape from it is to detach.
Yep.
And the way to detach is autogenic training. And if you want to learn how to do it free of charge, sign up for my free email newsletter. Go to realholisticdoc.com. You can get autogenic focus free of charge. If you don't want the newsletter after that, you can unsubscribe immediately. But you can still get my free autogenic training. I practiced it since 1972, since 1972, and Well, I don't think I would have survived this last 6 months without auto-day trading. But once you practice it for 3 months, it takes you about a minute or two to do it. Autogenic focus, autogenic training, the way to detach from the world's greatest threat that's ever happened, well, at least to my knowledge, in the last 10,000 years. I don't know what happened with Atlantis, supposedly 10 or 12, 13,000 years ago. They might have had something worse than what we've had, but this is not yet a nuclear bomb, but it's close to it.
So you don't think we'll sink into the ocean?
Well, that's what the rumor says, but nobody knows. Okay, now, there are many ways to roam, and one of them, in my opinion, for chronic depression or pain or anxiety is not a drug. It is, well, the holistic approach. There are many, many roads to the holistic approach as well, and that's what Chris and Dr. Soren and I do. Now, Dr. Soren was away this week. He's visiting his wife's home with his wife, which is in Ecuador, but he should be back hopefully next week. I tried for, 40 years to find a physician to replace me because, I will soon be 88, and sooner or later even I might have to retire. But I wanted somebody that I trusted. When I met Sergey, he's the first physician I've met in the last 50 years that I trust to take over. He's great. And, of course, I have worked with Medical Intuitives since 1972 as well, and Chris is one of those. Medical Intuitive is somebody who intuitively can make a diagnosis accurately with what's going on. They can look at the emotional, physical, whatever cause. A spiritual healer can just send spiritual energy. When I first visited Olga Worrell, the most studied spiritual healer in history, in October of 1972, there was a woman who was there, and I saw her at the end of the service. She had breast cancer coming through the skin. One session with Olga, and it was gone a month later. Now, that's a miracle. I actually wrote a book called Miracle Do Happen, in which I recounted a number of these stories. And that's what spiritual... I've got 15,000 letters to Olga. When she passed, I was her heir. She sent everything to me. 50,000 letters from people who were cured by her. But I've seen that kind of thing happen. For instance, the first spiritual healer I met, Henry Rucker, had a young man who had been on drugs, in and out of institutions. 1 hour with Henry, and he's been off drugs for 50 years. That's the way life is if you get the right holistic approach. Holism is the way to go. Conventional medicine is good for acute medicine, and in my opinion, it sucks for chronic disease. Yep. Well, we can't all be perfect, but we could try. And we will be right back with you after this break.
Back to Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Norm Shealy and Dr. Sergey Soren.
Again, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Shealy and Chris. This is Megan.
Right, what's up?
Hi. My question has to do with vaccinations in general. So I have 4 children. My first child is now, at this point, fully vaccinated. My second child developed leukemia after his first round and at 3 months of age, and then ended up going through chemotherapy and everything, bone marrow transplant, and then died at 13 months. And of course, the vaccines were given at a point where I feel like it was influenced his health. So I didn't vaccinate my next 2 children after him because I just was too scared and I don't know what to do. But since I live in New York State, the laws changed last year where the medical exemption was taken away, the religious exemption was taken away from us. I have homeschooled my boys in the past year since I didn't want to vaccinate right away because I wanted to find out how to do it safely, or I need a little help with, maybe from Chris, asking, you know, does this, do you see anything happening to my boys, you know, or with Dr. Sheely? I know I was at a conference of yours with Carolyn Mace in San Diego a few years ago, and this question came up. Are vaccinations really important? And you said yes, and you've mentioned, of course, some, like, five of them that were, but it didn't, the conversation was kind of ended. It didn't go very far from there. And I just wanted to know, like, I need my kids back in school. I need to at least give them, I don't know what I'm trying to say, that I need to move forward in life. I don't want to move forward in fear. I want to move forward with enough information to get them to a point where they can continue on with their life as well. So what do you recommend?
Well, I have to say, you know, I'm not a great fan, especially of the 50 or more vaccinations that kids get today. I always have believed that the first three or four are usually okay, but it's not always so, and there are complications, some rate of complication with every vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
I was taught by a physician way over 40 years ago that if you give a tenth of a cc intradermally, you just stick it just in the skin and raise a wheel, instead of one cc in the muscle, it's just as effective, but it cuts the risk by 90%. So if you could find a holistic physician to give the kids a tenth of a cc intradermally, theoretically you've cut the complication 90%, but you've still got all the benefits.
Okay.
And that's what I would do.
And that still does qualify as vaccination.
Yes.
Okay. Now, trying to find doctors who will do that is really hard. I mean, I know this is on air.
If they don't list themselves on the internet as a member, as holistic, or at least they might call themselves integrative today, they're not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where do you live?
New York.
Hudson Valley.
New York.
Good luck. It's the lowest percentage of holistic physicians in the country.
Wow. Huh. All right. Well, that's going to be interesting. And then as far as doing any kind of supplements or detoxing schedule, do you have any ideas about that for the duration of the...
How old is the youngest child?
So the youngest is 8.
Oh, well, then my favorite thing is castor oil.
Okay.
Over the abdomen. You can use what's called a pack, a cloth soaked in castor oil over the whole abdomen. You can wrap it in plastic and leave it on all night, or put a heating pad on for an hour and wash it off. It is the simplest total body detox I know.
Okay. So that's after the...
Now, in general, for children under the age of 10, I would just use a good children's multivitamin.
Okay.
And I would also give them 50,000 units of vitamin D3 once a month.
Okay.
And by the time they reach 15, or 18 at the latest, they could go to the adult thing. But in the meantime, I would do this.
Okay. And then a 13-year-old, what would you recommend?
18-year-old, I'd give that one. How much does he weigh?
13.
Or she?
13, a boy. He's 110.
Okay, still, in that case, at that weight, I would give 50,000 units of D3 three times a month, 1st, 10th, and 20th.
Okay.
Plus the good multivitamin. And at that age, I would start on youth formula, which is a combination of vitamin D, vitamin C, and MSM. Good for the immune system.
Okay.
Your best defense is a strong immune system.
And then, do you ever, like, if I were to email you, do you know of any doctors in this general area? Would you be able to share?
Well, if you sent me an email, I could see what I could find out with the membership that I know about.
Okay.
Norm at normsheely.com. I'd be happy to answer that.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Thank you. Hey. I appreciate your time.
Hey, you're welcome. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
And, folks, now is your turn. 417-447-1777. And don't forget, at this time, with the fraudidemic, you might want to just use acupuncture for general health. And here in Springfield, I can recommend one and only one, Dr. Jill at Wellness Concepts Clinic, 1200 East Woodhurst Drive, Suite R300, 877-1300, wellnessconceptsclinic.com. Dr. Jill, the acupuncturist I recommend for anyone in the country. And, of course, especially at this time during the fraudidemic, you need to keep your supplements, vitamins, and all that stuff up to date. And the place I shop, and you should too, is Spring Valley Natural Foods, right there on Glenstone, just north of Sunshine. Spring Valley Natural Foods. They carry all my goodies, of course, Dr. Sheely's Essentials, Infused Formula, the Bliss Oils, the Magnesium Lotion, but they've got thousands of other goodies. I mean, in that little store, it's got more stock than the bigger health food stores do. And it's where I go when I need something, and you should too. Spring Valley Natural Foods, the health food store of the Great Ozarks. But now is your turn to ask a question or make a comment about anything, because it is all related to your health. 417-447-1777. And, of course, if you want to see me or Dr. Soren or Chris, you can arrange that at 417-351-5221. Open, well, Monday through Friday. 417-351-5221. Now, the question at the top of my list is, are you eating a minimum of 5 servings a day of fruits and vegetables? If not, if you're not going to do that, and you really should be getting 8 or more, get yourself ORAC, O-R-A-C, Rich Greens. ORAC, O-R-A-C, Rich Greens. One scoop of that gives you the equivalent of eating excellent 6 servings of fruits and vegetables. Now, every morning, I take that and a whole bunch of other such things in a slush. I get 20,000 ORACs to start the day. It isn't that I don't eat fruits and vegetables later, but you almost can't overdo it on antioxidants. And I want to be sure that I've got my day's supply before I leave the house. ORAC Rich Greens and other goodies. And, of course, in the grocery stores, I have to say, I don't buy anything that cost twice or much as more to call itself organic, because it's a lie. There ain't anything grown organic in this country today because the rain has 75% of all the rain has Roundup in it. Roundup is the greatest poison ever released on the face of the earth. Thanks to Monsanto, Roundup poisons us all. I grow my own vegetables, but it still has Roundup in it. And that's one of the reasons I take lots of extra antioxidants to help combat the Roundup that's in even my own homegrown, non-organic anymore, fruits and vegetables. Now, the other thing that I won't buy, of course, is anything on the central aisles. If it's outside the periphery where the fruits and vegetables, the dairy and the meats are, I don't buy it, except apple juice. On the center aisles, anything that's in a box or all wrapped in paper is not edible. There's not a cereal box I know that I would allow in my house. I haven't bought sugar into my home since 1970. I don't buy that junk. I don't eat that junk. Just as I don't go to any fast food restaurant. They'd all be out of business if they depended on me. And I also want to mention exercise. One of the essentials is a minimum of 30 minutes of physical activity, not just breathing, but moving. 30 minutes, 5 days a week. Now, that's just like breathing. If you don't get that much, you're already on a downhill slide. People who sit all day have the same risk as someone who smokes a pack of cigarettes a day. I only do 2 hours every morning. I'm a movement junkie. And good afternoon. You're on the air. Oops. Well, goodbye. 417-447-1777. The number to call right now if you want to ask a question or make a comment about anything, because it is all related to our health. All of us. You can't mistreat nature. Mistreating nature to me is sitting all day. I mean, I don't understand. Now, if you want to know what to do, go to YouTube and get Bounce with Dr. Sheely. Bounce with Dr. Sheely. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hello. My name is Peggy, and I had a question for you.
Good.
I had my amalgam fillings taken out and replaced, and I have had bad nerve pain ever since.
Yes.
They have had me on 3 different antibiotics and 2 rounds of steroids, and I am still having pain. Any suggestions?
Yes. You probably got a shot of mercury when they took the amalgams out. You know, that's like taking a big dose of mercury. How much vitamin C are you taking?
I take a powder that is an ascorbate. I take a half a teaspoon in the morning.
Okay, get yourself liposomal, L-I-P-O-S-O-M-A-L, vitamin C. Take a minimum of 5,000 milligrams a day. That's not quite as good as intravenous vitamin C, but if it doesn't make a difference within a week, you're going to have either chelation or intravenous vitamin C 50 grams several times.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you. Blessings. Thanks for calling.
So, this is Chris, the medical intuitive. My thought is if you are going to get your amalgam fillings removed, go to somebody that knows what they're doing. I'm not necessarily meaning she didn't.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, to have it taken out, they should give you 50 grams of vitamin C IV during the takeout. If you didn't do that, you're going to have mercury poisoning almost certainly. And the only safe thing you can do is take liposomal vitamin C. Some people can build up to even 10 grams or more with a fat-soluble vitamin C. Most people can't go much above 5,000 milligrams a day with the water-soluble vitamin C. And by the way, in the city of Springfield, there's only one couple of dentists, a husband and wife, that I can recommend for removing amalgams, because it is very toxic. They're toxic when they're in your mouth, but they're more toxic when they're taking them out if you don't get the vitamin C. And, of course, every day you should be taking a basic vitamin C. To me, that's youth formula. Youth formula, well, it has been demonstrated to raise your DHEA 60%. DHEA is the anti-stress hormone. In the average person, DHEA goes down after age 40. By age 80, it's down to roughly 10% or less what you had at age 25. And there are 4 natural techniques for anti-stress hormone DHEA, building it safely. In fact, my favorite statement is, make it, don't take it. Of course, youth formula is one of those. Natural progesterone cream, Dr. Sheedy's Eugesterone is one of those. Magnesium lotion. Everybody in this country needs magnesium lotion. It is deficient in our soil. Your fruits and vegetables are deficient. We've known this since the 70s. You've got to take extra, and oral doesn't work. It has to be on the skin. And, of course, Fire Bliss. Fire Bliss takes 30 seconds a day to apply it, and it is the 4th technique that raises your DHEA naturally and safely. If you do these 4 things, the 4 together can raise your DHEA a total of 250%, which is necessary and useful in almost everyone over the age of 40. Most people do okay until about age 40, when they begin to suffer from deficiencies in this natural anti-stress hormone. I'm not necessarily, pushing all supplements, but the basic supplements for an adult are youth formula, Dr. Sealy's Essentials, D3, of course, and astaxanthin, the strongest of the vitamin A family. A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N. For an average adult, if you don't have any problems, 10 milligrams. If you have any kind of immune problems, up to 30 milligrams a day. Because basically, every illness, no matter what the cause of it, is affected by weakness of the immune system. The immune system is next to your brain in your health maintenance. It is the, well, it's the keeper of health. So you, I can't do anything for you. I can suggest what you do. Now, tonight, the Edgar Cayce Foundation, ARE, Association for Research and Enlightenment, is having a one-hour workshop with me called Intuition, Near-Death Experience, and Conversations with G. I'll be showing slides, and so if you look up ARE or Edgar Cayce, you'll find a link that will allow you to tune in to my workshop that begins at exactly 8 o'clock tonight, right here. Well, it's coming out of Springfield, but through Virginia Beach. Edgar Cayce was known as the Sleeping Prophet, and it was my visit to him in 1972 that really turned around my life. That's where I learned about autogenic training, biofeedback, had my first past life experience, and since that time I've been doing that as a regular part of my talk with people who have great problems. In other words, I believe we carry with us unfinished business from life to life. If you don't believe in it, well, get a book from Geddes, G-E-D-D-E-S, McGregor, Reincarnation in Christianity. I don't care whether you believe it or not. I don't believe in it because I know it. I have had 30 past lives that I know of, and I've had many intuitives like Chris who've helped me gain some of my own past life experiences as well as spontaneous memories. And, of course, there are ways of doing your own. I've got an MP3 of it, but I wouldn't recommend that for the average person until you're ready for it. If you haven't practiced autogenic training, don't try to do that.
And one of the things I've noticed with other people, you know, if they spend so much time focused on the past like that, that sometimes they try to relive that life.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've had people that just basically took on the same interest and the same collections, and hey, now I'll go bowling and whatever. And I'm like, okay, you've already lived that. You don't need to do that again.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, you don't need to replay broken records. Nope. That's what playing the broken record can do for you. Well, folks, the number one recommendation is autogenic training. I cannot overemphasize that. It will help all kinds of things. It's not quite as good as a gamma pimp, but it's free. You don't have to do anything but practice it. Now, it is 18 minutes of practice, but what is more important than your health? Autogenic training, I'm going to just give you a briefie of what it's like. I ask you to repeat after me, and I pause after each phrase. As you breathe in, my arms and legs, as you breathe out, are heavy and warm. My heartbeat is calm and regular. My breathing is free and easy. My abdomen is warm. My forehead is cool. My mind is quiet and still. Now, in my office, I do that about 2 or 3 minutes very quickly. 100% of the time, I can bring down your blood pressure to normal or markedly reduced. If that doesn't work, I put the gamma pimp over your head. On your chest, and I can bring it down almost 100% of the time to normal. I can control hypertension roughly 100% of the time without a drug. Drugs themselves, even taking 3 of them, you've got a 40% chance of having your hypertension controlled and 100% chance of having chronic fatigue, and if you're a male, erectile dysfunction, but who cares because you don't have the energy anyway. I mean, I wouldn't take an antihypertensive drug. I would bite your hand off if you tried to put it in my mouth. But more serious than antihypertensive drugs is antidepressant drugs and antidepression drugs. In fact, there are 4 major articles, including one in the New England Journal of Medicine, that say if all the negative studies on antidepressant drugs had been allowed to be published, the net result would be 0. In other words, the pharmacomafia will not allow publications of up to 75% of all negative studies. So the net scientific study of antidepressant drugs is zero as far as help is concerned. And as far as harm is concerned, well, the major problem is it increases the risk of suicide as well as not helping you. But other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how is the play going? Drugs are not my favorite. Now, if you want to have a consultation with Dr. Sergey Soren or me or Chris Griffith, well, call 417-351-5221. We are available most weeks, and we would be happy to talk with you, and we'll be back on this station next week at 417-447-1777. In the meantime, until then, practice autogenic training and practice the five health habits. They are the critical health things. Have a good one. Oh, 2 minutes? I'm sorry. Oh, well, we can still talk.
That's a false ending. Joke, haha.
I didn't get the right number of fingers. Okay.
Well, you did from the last place.
Okay. I'll give you my favorite book, Conversation with G, A Physician's Encounter with Heaven. I will be talking about that a bit tonight in my website. My second favorite is, well, Bliss, plain old Bliss. And I've got, only 35 others, but I'm working on a couple of new ones, including, getting back to common sense, essentially. Common sense, the most uncommon commodity in the world, has been for at least the last 100 years or more. But more importantly, the time has come, the walrus said, to speak of many things. And the many things is taking care of yourself. Thinking sets in motion spiritual forces to bring about changes in body, mind, prayer. What are you focusing on? What are you thinking most of the day?
Every thought is a prayer.
Right? Every thought is a prayer. So don't pray for badness.
You literally create your own reality.
That is your reality. What you think and say is absolutely your reality. So keep the faith, babies and adults and everybody else, because your thinking is where you go. Meanwhile, keep your thinking positive and ready for the next experience in this particular life. Every life is okay, but this is the only one you've got to live right now. Every thought is a prayer. Think positively. And until the election, well, be careful. Have a good one.